Welcome to We Blether About, a podcast from the Academic Skills team at UWS. My name is Linda Riches and I'm one of the Academic Skills Advisors at the University. So I'm joined by my fellow Academic Skills Advisor, so I'll just say hi to John because I always leave him to last, so I'm going to say hello to John first. Hi, John.
Hi, Linda. I'm first today.
Yeah. Hi, Carly.
Hi, Linda.
And Mari. Hi, Mari.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, so a warm welcome to you if you are brand new to UWS or you're back for another year. We thought it was worth just reminding you or introducing ourselves as the Academic Skills team and just letting you know how we can help while you're on your course for academic year 2025-26. If you're thinking, I've been at UWS for a while and I've never heard of you before, then this is a great chance to find out about what we do and how we can help you. So we'll maybe just start off and I'll just maybe ask Carly to sort of just give us a little quick summary of who we all are and what our sort of job role is at UWS.
Yeah, so we're a team of four advisors and we work across most of the campuses and online to support students in really your learning development from day one to all the way through to the day that you submit your dissertation, if you have one, or you know, your final assessment. So we support you in a variety of ways, which we'll get into in a moment, kind of the different ways that you might see us. But we what's important to remember is that we aren't here to just proofread your assessments. We're here to support you in developing your skills. I always say that it's kind of like the content in your programs. You aren't expected to know all the content on day one. Same with any type of academic skill. You aren't expected to be perfect at critical writing or referencing or any of these other skills that we might help you with. So it's a good time sometimes if you aren't feeling where you want to be with those to have a chat with us or look at our resources. And that's what we can help you with throughout your student journey.
Okay, great. So the idea that we're here to support you, and as Carly said, you know, at all levels from day one right through to maybe, you know, submitting your dissertation and beyond. Probably bring in Mari here just to give us a little sense of how we do that, because over the years we've evolved quite a bit and we offer quite a different sort of range of ways that you can access us. Can you explain a little bit about that for us, Mari?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, as Linda said, we try to offer kind of diverse modes of support so that even if you don't know about us, you might have seen us in one of your classrooms or something like that, but also so that we can help students kind of more individually. So the first way that you might encounter us in your academic year is actually you might just see us walk into your classroom, or you might log on to an online class and see one of us presenting. So we do what we call embedded sessions, which is where we would work with a course lecturer to think about what skills the cohort overall might need support with. So maybe that is exam preparation or referencing, and we'd come in and we'd do a 30-minute, hour and a half slot for that course. So we tailor those depending on what's needed. So that one, you don't have to do anything for, you just have to turn up to class. The other ones or options do require you to kind of seek us out and be a bit more engaged with our resources to get that help. So you'll see us in your class, but you can also book one-on-one appointments with an academic skills advisor. And we offer those in various locations as well. So the different campuses, online, whether that's a Teams call or an email, there's lots of different options for getting that kind of more individualized support. And so we can have a wee look at an extract of your work. We can talk about some feedback that you've gotten. You can talk us through some issues that you're maybe having with time management or anything like that. And we can help you more personally. And then we also have events that we offer online, and you can sign up to those whenever you like. And they'll kind of happen regularly throughout the month. And those are open to absolutely all students at UWS. We try to keep an eye out for what the key topics are that people are wanting help with, and maybe the points of the year that are important, and to provide those accordingly. And then finally, you already know this one because you're listening to it right now. It's our podcast. So we're a little bit more, we discuss maybe a wee bit more and we're a bit more, less structured, and we'll maybe bring in things that we've just heard about or have come up throughout the week. But again, we do try and keep an ear out and see what people are wanting us to discuss. So I think that's most of the things we've got in your class, an appointment, events, and our podcast. And then if you just want to look at our website, we have lots of guides and videos and things on there on the different topics. You just won't get to see one of our faces in person if you use that one. Is that about covered?
Yeah, I think so. I think just maybe something just to give us just a little bit more detail on, John, is just that one-to-one appointment. Very briefly, I guess, what can a student expect in a one-to-one if they've not experienced that before? If you're brand new to UWS, what does the one-to-one appointment is? It might sound a bit scary. Can you reassure us that it's a friendly, positive experience?
I'll try to, yeah. the one-to-one is a chance for you to ask kind of the individual questions. The thing is, when you're coming into maybe first-year student, new student here at UWS, you might have questions about referencing. You might even have heard about critical writing. I think the best use of your time is probably to have a look at our resources first to see what's on there, especially with something like referencing. This is a common question that students ask about. Have a look at the resources first. If you're still struggling, come and see us in an appointment. We can talk about it further with you. And the one-to-one appointments, you can have a chat about anything to do with academic skills. I think they really come into their own once you are starting to work on a particular assignment, and you can discuss those with us at any stage. You got the assignment brief, you want help kind of clarifying what the task is, thinking about kind of brainstorming ideas, planning, and also you know, we can also have a look at, as Mary says, a paragraph of your work, and also when you get feedback as well on your assignments, we can also talk through that and look for areas to improve on.
Quite a lot of things that we can discuss in one-to-ones, and hopefully you can tell from John there that we're friendly. It's very much a conversation. It's very much a two-way conversation. You'll ask us questions, we'll ask you questions, and the idea being that you go away from that session thinking, I know what I need to do now, feeling confident, because it's all about helping you to be independent. So if that sounds of interest to you, if you think, academic skills could be something that's really helpful for me during this academic year, how do we get in touch with academic skills? How do you do that? So, Carly, maybe just a little bit of advice for students in how would they go about booking an appointment, and if they're starting from scratch, are there maybe, as John says, some places that you should have a little look at first and see what kind of information is there?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're wanting to make an appointment with us for any type of appointment, you can go to our student app or the UWS student app, and there should be a tile there that says academic skills. If you click on that, then we'll lead you to our website. Or if you're, whether you're on your phone or tablet or laptop, whatever device, you should be able to go straight to our website as well. And there will be an appointments tab. You can only book appointments through your UWS email. So make sure that you're doing that and not trying to do it another way through a personal email, because then that probably won't work. So that's how you'd book an appointment with us. If you have issues with that, or if you just aren't finding the information that you're looking for in terms of academic skills, or you're just wanting to learn more about us, have a look at our website, have another listen to more of our podcasts. If you're here now, hopefully it's easy to find some more that can help you to familiarize with maybe some topics that you aren't so sure about. In worst case, you always are welcome to email our general inbox if you are really just wanting to find your footing with things and maybe having some difficulty with that or not sure where to go. Our inbox is open. So it's skills@uws.ac.uk, and we can put you in the right direction from there.
Great, thanks. So I think that's given us just a little summary of, you know, who we are and what we do. And, you know, as Carly said there, relatively straightforward to book with us, but do have a look at our other resources first, because there's lots and lots of content. And certainly, even if you just go back through the podcast and listen to some of those, there's lots of really good and, we hope, interesting conversations about academic skills. I'll say thanks to everyone. Thanks, Mary, John and Carly, for giving us a little bit of insight into what we do. And as we said, we are always really interested to hear from students. So if there's anything you want us to discuss, if there's anything you're not sure about, then drop us a line at skills@uws.ac.uk. We hope you have a great year, and that we see lots of you in appointments and in classrooms as well. Thanks for listening.